This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning in studio, we do have Executive Director of Main Street Murfreesboro, Sarah Callender. How are you this morning?
Hey, I am great. Thank you for having me.
Are you surviving the heat out there?
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It went from 40 degrees one week, it felt like, to 120 the next.
I'm just so thankful that there's not the continuous rain that we had in May.
Yeah, no kidding.
In June.
I would prefer hot weather, sunny weather, as opposed to a lot of rain.
Oh, I would too. Definitely. Especially with events. I can take the heat.
Yeah, and you guys do a lot of events throughout the year. I mean, you're busy 24/7, it seems like.
We are. We've got a lot of stuff going on. If we're not putting it on, then we're promoting it for other people and within the downtown.
Now, one of the many things that I know people really enjoy are the summer concert series. You guys do a lot.
We do. We kicked off the first one we had in June. Even despite the storms, we held strong in concert production. They worked with me, and we started the concert an hour late, but we still got to have it. So we had our faithful few people. There's probably a couple hundred people out there.
What all goes into putting together a concert in downtown Murfreesboro?
Well, we start the year before. I get lots of requests from bands, but we try to keep it local within Middle Tennessee. The closer, the better. That way we don't have to deal with travel, and we like to have local bands that people know, and just trying to have a good mix of genres and trying to work out dates and getting permits and working everybody's schedule. There's a lot of people that have a part in that concert.
Do you have a lot of people who come from other areas, you know, out of town just for those concerts?
Yeah, I do, because the day of the concert, I always get phone calls, especially if it looks like it might rain, saying, I don't want to drive in if it's going to be canceled, which makes me aware of, wow, people are actually driving in from, you know, Manchester, Shelbyville, Woodbury, areas like that.
What do people enjoy most about those concerts? I mean, do they bring picnics, lawn chairs? What do they do?
They do. It is such a fun, family-friendly event. I mean, we typically have 2,000 people at that event, and we shut the square down, and people are just all sitting in their lawn chairs in the street, or they're up dancing. We've got those that love to dance the entire time, and it's just kids are running around throwing a football, and it's just fun. It's safe, and the music is always music that people know. That's the thing. They don't want to hear songs that they don't know. They want to be able to sing to know the words.
And then as far as the businesses, the retail businesses downtown on the square, do they stay open later whenever you have those concerts?
They don't.
Well, they need to.
Yeah. That's kind of a mixed bag. I think they have in the past, and people just haven't gone inside, and so they don't want the expense of staying open. That's a hard thing, because sometimes the people that come to the concert, they're truly just coming to sit there and listen to the music. But still, the positive is that they're bringing people that maybe haven't been downtown, and they're getting up and walking around the square, and all the restaurants have lines out, you know, onto the sidewalk. So at least if they walk by a retail store, they're being exposed to what we have to offer downtown, and hopefully they come back.
There's been a real change in the way people do things, you know, shopping or going from different store to store to store. They may not have used to have done something like that, but they do that now. At least I see more of it now. So I wonder if, you know, maybe these stores didn't stay open past 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock on the Friday night concert times. I wonder if they restarted that, if they would see a lot of new customers.
You know, you don't know unless you try it, right? And the interesting thing about our downtown is it kind of takes more than one. They all have to agree to do it. We have the Downtown After 5 events, which are quarterly, and they are focused on retail shopping. And so all of those retail businesses have to agree to stay open from 5 to 8 p.m. and have the same voice in marketing so that the public understands that they're open. So it takes a lot of coordination and for the business owner to agree to do something a little outside of what they normally do.
And you were talking off the air before, you know, you got on the air. There's new businesses downtown. I mean, there's new retail shops downtown Murfreesboro. There's a lot of new things.
There is. So if you haven't been downtown, you need to come. And like you said, walk around. Don't just go to the one place you're going for a transactional, but walk around and enjoy, you know, an hour or two and see what's new. But we've got quite a few new businesses that have opened up that are retail. And we've got some new restaurants. And we've got some that are under construction right now that they are going to be opening up in July and August. So we're excited.
Now, one of the new shops you mentioned, it's got like a bunch of different shops within it.
That's right. So those types of businesses where they have vendors set up within the building, they're called White Monkey Antiques. I think the antique word might not be in there, but they were where Liz Lee Bridal was right across from the alley on West Main Street. I think that's West Main Street. They have a really large building on the corner, and that it is cool. It's got all kinds of different vendors that set up and sell merchandise, home stuff. It's home decor, antique type things. And then there's another one where Quinn's Mercantile was. That business closed in 2024, and we have a new business. And the name Rustic Rebel. That's it. They're actually, they have three other businesses, one in Georgia, and she just opened up in that. And that's great. It's got women's clothing. It's got men's clothing, which is, I said, you're the first store downtown to have men's clothing. So a lot of niche gift ideas.
And you were talking about some of the brands they have. I mean, they've got some big name brands there.
They scored some, I don't remember exactly all. I don't want to say what all they are, but okay. they scored some brands that you would see in malls. Yeah. So I'm like, wow, good for them.
Pretty cool. But there's a lot to do downtown Murfreesboro, and there's a ton of restaurants now.
There are. The nightlife is just as busy as the daytime. It's interesting. There's so many restaurants and so many more entertainment type, you know, bars, wine bars, speakeasy, things like that.
And safer than downtown Nashville.
It is. And you don't have to pay $30 for parking.
Yeah, no kidding. Man, it's so expensive to go out these days, it seems like.
Yeah.
But everything's gone up in price.
It is. But it is neat when you walk around downtown in the evening because you see all kinds of ages, too. It's not just like wild young kids anymore with the bar scene. It seems to be more of a sophisticated night out that you could bring your family for dining and not feel like, okay, this is kind of gross, like in downtown Nashville.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know, the price of your concerts are always perfect because
That's
they're
right.
free.
They are. I will do a plug. So in July, the July 4th is Friday night, and I know the city has a huge what's it called? Something under the stars.
Under the stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
So out at the fountains, and they do the fireworks, and they have a band. So we will not be having a Friday Night Live concert that night. It is July 11th. It's the next Friday, and Sisters Wade Revival is performing. They're local here in Murfreesboro. Beautiful voices. Have them kind of that country, twangy type. Music that everybody will know and love, fun to dance to. So, and they're free. Yes, our concerts are free.
Now, aside from that July concert, what's the easiest way to remember what night the concerts are each month?
The easiest way to remember is to go to our website.
Oh, yeah.
Or to follow Main Street Murfreesboro on Facebook or Instagram. I am trying to preach the word of don't assume things are the same. You know, every year our concert dates change based on availability and everybody's schedule. And also sponsors. We have sponsors that help pay for the concert. So we have a lot of things that go into when we're able to schedule those. And so August 8th, that's also a second Friday. That is Rubik's Groove is coming downtown. And I know that's going to be a huge one. That's a big 80s tribute band. We'll probably have a couple thousand people at that concert. And then in September, it's the third Friday. It's September 19th because we work with MTSU's football schedule because they come out and do a True Blue weekend kickoff at the concert.
Now, last year, I know you were up here talking about how musicians, not on the, you know, concert series nights, but musicians, they would often perform downtown Murfreesboro, like on a street corner.
Yes.
Are we still seeing that?
We do. They're buskers. I have a whole list of them I reach out to. So if you know somebody who just, you know, plays acoustic music and wants to get out there and put a hat on the sidewalk and ask for tips, when we have events like Downtown After Five, I try to schedule them around the square in different areas just to create an ambiance for people walking around. But I mean, it's legal for anybody to set up on the corner and play some music in the evening, so that's called busking.
You know, I think if I were a musician, it would be hard for me just to set up by myself on a street corner. I mean, you gotta have some guts to do that.
It is, but so many people want to do it.
I know.
It's fun. Cool. Isn't it fun when you walk down the sidewalk and you hear someone playing the violin? I mean, that's just neat.
It's very cool. I agree. I just don't think I could do it personally. It'd be tough.
Well, you wouldn't want to hear me do it.
You wouldn't want to hear me do it either. It would sound bad. That's why I don't do it. So what else is happening downtown Murfreesboro?
Yeah, well, we've had almost 2 months now of our Murfreesboro Saturday Market. It's going strong. We have over 75 vendors that set up around the Rutherford County Courthouse on Saturday mornings from 8 to 12. So every Saturday, you'll find a new vendor that you've not seen before. And of course, all the ones that are your favorites that are there every year. So we have music there. We have somebody that plays in the background, just quiet, you know, violin or cello or something like that, or some singing. We try to create a nice setting for families to walk around, but dogs are welcome. I would encourage you, as this heat comes, that you maybe reconsider bringing your dog on that hot pavement. It can get really hot out there during a Saturday morning. So you can come early and beat the heat. We close up at 12 o'clock. So,
you know, that Saturday market has been a longtime favorite of a lot of people. You'll see some of the same people there, too, every Saturday, you residents who come and shop there. But it is really cool, and it's gotten bigger every year, it seems like.
It has. It is 15 years old this year. So, you know, for 15 years, we have doubled the market size. You know, they used to do it just halfway around the courthouse, and 6 years ago, we got permission to double it, and so we use the entire inner circle of the courthouse, and we have a waiting list of vendors who want to get in. And the neat thing about the market is so many businesses, these at-home farmers and makers and bakers, started at the market and then they grew because of it, and they moved into a brick and mortar or started a business where they're manufacturing on a larger scale. And so that's a success. It's like a micro incubator for entrepreneurs.
And where do you park when you go to the downtown market?
I would encourage you not to come to the public square, but to go to one of the two parking garages or to park on the street. On the outside of the square, there's, you know, the banks are open, but the parking garages, there's two of them, and they are literally one block from the courthouse, and they're free, and it's easy to get in and out, and you don't have to worry about pedestrians crossing the street. If we could get more people to not drive around the public square on Saturday morning, I think it would be a lot safer.
You know, over the last 10 years or so, we've seen a renewed interest in businesses or developers coming to downtown Murfreesboro wanting to build something, you know, be it a building that is not only residential housing but also office space. But we haven't really seen something get started to where the construction's actually progressing. We saw that for a little while, then COVID hit, and then it went away. Yeah. Where are we today with new construction in downtown Murfreesboro?
I think it's still on hold. There are a good amount of people who have, developers who have purchased property or land that have plans, drawings to do large-scale development. And I think everybody's kind of waiting for the first project to move forward and be successful. The closest one right now is the Keystone project on the corner, which affects you.
Right here. It's where we're sitting.
So right off of Broad Street and Vine Street and Church Street, that whole block. And I know that's before City Council, and they're still working out the logistics of splitting up a hotel and the the mixed-use development and the apartment condos. So I don't know where they are in that process with City Council, but I know it's still moving forward. I think that the daylighting of the Town Creek and that development is going to really help move things along, because people are going to see that and maybe have more interest in downtown and developing. But as far as the other developers, I think they're just kind of sitting and waiting to see how that project's going to take off.
I think the daylighting of Town Creek, that's really going to be a good attraction. You know, you look at places like San Antonio, Texas, and they've got a small river that goes through the downtown area, mm-hmm. and it really has become a popular thing, a popular destination for folks.
Yeah, I think people like to have green space, and they like to have places they can walk around in nature and take their families and their dogs, and that will provide that connection. Even though it's across Broad Street, I think it will extend our downtown and what we think of as our downtown and allow for more of that walkability, you know, to go there and picnic, or on your lunch break, drive over there and be beside water and have your lunch break and then come back. And I will say that, you know, we look at big scale developers downtown, but there are a lot of individual projects going on. I mean, we're dealing with historic buildings that were built in the 1800s around our public square. And there are a whole lot of property owners that are investing in their individual buildings to bring them up to date, to renovate them, to keep them beautiful. So, I mean, that's what Main Street promotes, is historic preservation. And we want our downtown to be thriving economically, but we also want to preserve that history. So the developments are interesting projects for the future, but I also want to give shout out to those property owners who are investing in their historic buildings.
You know, I think one of the coolest changes that we've seen just for an individual business to do is when it was at auction, that former DA office next to the court building. It was sold at auction and it became a bar slash restaurant. Mm-hmm. But it was really, really a cool idea to turn what I guess started out as a bank years and years and years ago to become this bar.
Yeah, that is a great example. Last year, there were quite a few businesses that opened up where the space had been nothing. There was one that was a dirt floor basement. Now it's a speakeasy called the Velvet Room on the back of an alley. And then I know One of 19 opened up and it was just like office space in the basement. And now it's a bar. But there's other businesses that are trying to renovate and trying to open up their second floors that have been vacant. And that's a movement that Main Street's working on with the city of Murfreesboro to try to help those property owners that want to activate empty space and to look at what the city needs to do to make it easier for them to do that.
I guess where Maple Street Grill was years ago, that's now, is that the Korean barbecue
Fire
place?
Korean barbecue, that's right. And they had to do millions of dollars, I'm sure, of renovations to add, you know, what they did to that restaurant. And they opened up the second floor. So there's quite a few businesses that are in the process of being purchased right now. And their second floors are going to be renovated and opened up. So we're excited about that.
How many residential spaces do we have around the downtown square? I mean, have you seen an increase in people maybe refurbishing the upstairs of one of the buildings to turn that into a living space?
There are actually quite a few in the whole of downtown, of like 20, 30 block radius of downtown. There's a lot of living spaces. They're not all accounted for. And so that is something that we're trying to figure out, like where are there spaces that people are living? But yes, that is part of the opening the second floors up. I mean, what does a property owner need to do to activate that space so that it is livable? And one of the things is, you know, water sprinklers and making sure that they have an easement, you know, for an escape, you know, a staircase or something, a second way out. There are a few apartments that are on second floors, but there are lots of people who are wanting that. And so they're in the process of working through that with the city.
It's a very cool living atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can turn in this old, you know, whatever the building is, into a living space, because a lot of those buildings, they've got, let's say, 2,000 square feet per floor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
an apartment studio,
yeah,
right there. Yeah.
It's a nice sized living space. Mm-hmm. It and the brick walls are cool too.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we could see more of that, that would be awesome. Now, what else have you got going on? Because I know some grants were recently approved. What do those grants mean for Main Street, and what do they mean for the downtown businesses?
Yeah, well, since Main Street Murfreesboro is a nonprofit, 501c3, we are able to apply for grant funding from the state. And there's a downtown improvement grant that we applied for last year, and we received $300,000. And so with that money, we did applications for property owners downtown to apply with Main Street. So we've gone through the process of, you know, scoring those applications, and we've actually just acknowledged the sub-recipients of that funding. Center for the Arts is receiving $200,000. I think we've already made an announcement about that, but they're going to be adding a wheelchair ramp, handicap accessible, into the front entrance of the Center for the Arts instead of the back, you know, through their dressing rooms, which is, it's not adequate. So we're excited about that project. And then Marina's actually received some grant money from us, and they're going to be taking off the paint on their building and repainting and fixing the front facade, some windows and a new awning. And then there's a vacant space right now on Church Street that is receiving funding, and they're going through the process of, they're going to be restoring some windows that have been hidden and just making that look nicer. And the whole purpose of that is to improve our downtown's look, to keep the historical aspect of the buildings. We've got one building that's looking at restoring, not replacing, historic windows. And so you have to go through it. We're meeting the requirements of the National Historic Register and the guidelines that they give for historic buildings. So I'm excited about Main Street being able to give that money. We also do a property enhancement grant every year. We've done this for about 4 years now, and the design committee on the board just met, and we are allocating, we'll be announcing that, $5,000 grants to businesses downtown that are going to do some small changes to their facade, maybe new awnings, new doors, windows, things like that.
You know, you're talking about the hidden windows that are going to be uncovered at some of the buildings. It made me think, there's so many stories to these downtown buildings alone. I mean, not just the business, but the variety of businesses that have been through the downtown area over the years since, you know, the late 1800s
or so. When you start looking, you just take one building and you get the history of that building and all the different businesses that have been in it. It's crazy. Like, where Marina's is, was a gas station or some kind of service station at one point. And then I think at the very beginning, it was like a livery. Is that how you say it? The livery station for horses. I mean, it is crazy the amount of things that one building has held over, you know, 200 years.
It is. Has anybody written a story, written maybe a book or some kind of...
There's lots of books about... There's a Mink Slide, that book. I've heard different perspectives of how truthful all the stuff in it is.
That's what makes it interesting.
Yeah, it makes it fun. I know Bill Jakes has done some stuff. Yes, if you go to our website, mainstreetmurfreesboro.org, and you can click on history, and we actually tell some of the stories and have pictures of what the buildings used to be. We really did that last year, and then during the month of the preservation month and February. So we've got some great stories and some great pictures that we've borrowed from people.
I love the folklore, the wives tales type stories, you know, about how there's tunnels underground that connect certain buildings.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so fascinating to hear that stuff. But my thought is, those stories had to have come from somewhere. So there's got to be some truth behind some of the things that you hear that you really don't know about, like the tunnels, you know?
That's,
I mean, there's
right.
got to be truth behind some of it.
Oh, yeah. Once you start investigating, you'll go down a rabbit trail of all kinds of stories. And you can find articles and newspapers from way back when that kind of tell different stories, different people that visited, you know, Al Capone, you know, supposedly came here.
I've heard that so many times. Yeah.
So
I guess he would come here supposedly between, I guess, his route from Chicago to Miami or something like that, because he had a house in Miami for years and years. But yeah, I've always heard about Al Capone coming through Murfreesboro. Fascinating. We're going to take a short break and then we will be right back. Sarah Callender is with us today from Main Street Murfreesboro. And then when we do come back, can you tell us a little bit about the downtown study that was recently done for the development of another big multi-use building that's coming to our area? Stay with us again. We'll be right back.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We're trying to give them a place where they can eat with their family that's not fast food. We want to create an atmosphere where we can sit down and just have a good old-fashioned family dinner. But unfortunately now, most people can't do it at home. So, you know, two people are working, the kids' activities. And so what we're doing is we provide that and we make it affordable. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time. At least match their prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
Hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. WTNS, AM, FM, online.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Get the latest headlines, events, and stories all in just minutes a day. Weekdays, the Rutherford Roundup Podcast. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform or WGNSradio.com.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Sarah Callender is in studio with us today from Main Street Murfreesboro. And before that last break, I mentioned about a downtown study and a new development coming to downtown Murfreesboro. Tell us more about the study and what is that development?
So the study is not focused on one particular development. It is looking at the entire downtown, a couple blocks off of the public square, but really focused around the public square and just taking inventory during this first phase. The city contracted KDGI architects to do the study, and they've completed the first phase of it. And it was really looking at what properties we have downtown, what spaces there are, what spaces are vacant that have potential for growth, even the utilities, you know, where are there some major issues with utilities, water lines, power lines, where these buildings share utilities and that causes issues. So they're trying to get an assessment to collect this inventory to then let's figure out, well, where is there potential for growth in the downtown?
As these new developments move forward, these multi-use buildings that one being 15 stories or so high, as these come into play and they're actually built, we're going to see major changes in downtown Murfreesboro, and I think for the good.
Yeah, at least I'm glad all these developments are on the outside of at least the public square. I think the focus that we're bringing it back to is keeping our historic square historic and preserving those buildings. And how do we make it a safer place that people want to come? How do we make it more walkable? How do we make it pedestrian focused? How do we help those businesses that are around the square stay vibrant? And what issues are they facing that the city can help take off of their shoulders, you know, that they're having to deal with? A lot of these old water pipes and electricity, even like trash, you know, you've got all these businesses dealing with, you know, trash pickup and where are the alleys, and we've got new restaurants coming in. Well, you don't really think about the nuts and bolts of, okay, you add a new restaurant into a historic building. How does that impact your neighbors with grease traps and the garbage pickup, things like that?
You know, the coolest places to visit anywhere you go in America, the coolest places are the communities where they've integrated modern with old. Mm-hmm. I mean, where they brought these two together, like how old downtown Murfreesboro is, then you bring in modern buildings to go in between some of them. I mean, it really makes for a cool setting.
It does. I think there are some things that people like is to be able to walk around a historic building when they go visit a historic downtown. They like to have places to eat. They like to have retail, places to shop. We want those businesses that are service oriented, but maybe to really encourage like law offices, you know, to move upstairs and open up their downstairs for more retail or businesses that would bring people in and out and service oriented go upstairs. And then looking at anybody affiliated with the county and city government workers, moving them off of the square. I think that would help with a lot of issues we've got with parking, you know, with cars that squat all day and take up parking spots. We're looking at all of those things. We've been looking at them, but I really think that the city is at a point now where they're saying, okay, what can we actually do? And let's start working on making that happen.
The one thing we seem to be missing are hotels in downtown Murfreesboro.
Yes.
But that's something that's hopefully going to change in the very near future.
Hopefully. I mean, if all works out, that would be great to have a little boutique hotel on the corner of Broad Street and Vine Street. I know that's where they had looked at that space, and I'm hoping that comes through. I know MTSU is moving forward with their hotel over where their tennis courts are, and that's going to be a neat addition. We won't be able to claim it as a downtown hotel, but it will help with people that are coming to visit with the university and being closer to our downtown.
Yeah, it will be very close to downtown for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if everything does work out with some of these new developments, we'll have two new hotels within 5 or so years, if everything does move forward.
That would be neat, wouldn't it?
It would be.
I think a lot of people, I know when I travel, I look for unique experiences. I don't want to stay necessarily in a shoebox, you know, hotel. I want to have an experience downtown. And there are a lot of neat ideas that hotels have now for boutique type venues.
And when you go to other areas like Washington, D.C., for example, Germantown, you know, those areas, Georgetown and D.C., those areas have really unique boutique type hotels. So if we can have some of that here in downtown Murfreesboro, I think that'd be an attraction alone.
It would be neat. Something else that we're looking at is outdoor seating. You know, we've got all these restaurants. How can we help them maybe extend sidewalks, allow outdoor seating on the sidewalks? How do we change the scope of what that looks like on our public square so that people can walk around but can sit outside and enjoy, you know, people watching and things like that? So that's also in the works.
Sounds good. Again, Sarah Callender with us this morning with Main Street Murfreesboro. I know we only have about 30 seconds left, but if anybody would like to learn more about things happening downtown, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, mainstreetmurfreesboro.org, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And we've got a great fundraiser coming up in July, Taste of Rutherford. So tickets are on sale right now for that. It's July 19th. Come out, and it's a great way to support what we do downtown.
Sounds great. Again, Sarah Callender, Main Street Murfreesboro. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come see us for all your lawn and garden needs. Also, if you're looking for that great gift idea, please come see us. If you're looking for that perfect outfit or a wedding gift or baby gift, come see us at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. And if you haven't heard, we also carry the rain chains if you're looking for something to replace your old gutter or put somewhere where you can't put a gutter. Come see us at the Co-op Farm and Home Center, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.